I'm going off on Monday morning, 10:37, for my mental health walk. Monday morning, walking with some other people in Cove outside Cork City in Ireland for about an hour and a half, walking in company. And that's going to involve me seeing other people. It's going to involve me listening to other people and talking with other people. And this is a group that I was invited into when I was recovering from the last bout of chronic depression that I had, which had lasted for a long time. And thank goodness I was recovering. And I love going on this walk. The weather has been so lousy in recent times that I haven't been able to go, and my mother-in-law was staying with us another time. So it feels to me like as if I'm going back, having missed about 3 weeks, and I don't know how many times the walk actually took place in those 3 weeks. I'm mentioning this because I was thinking, isn't it true for you that your mental health is your greatest asset, and that of all the things you could lose in your life, your mental health would be number one? It would be the thing you least like to lose. This is how it's been for me. I was reflecting on, you know, how are you doing, Paul? And sometimes I've been asked that question, and the very first thing that comes into my head when somebody asks me, how are you doing, Paul, is my mental health. I think, yeah, no matter what's going on, no matter how many financial worries, no matter how many relationship worries, no matter how anything worries, once I have my mental health, I have my greatest asset. From that foundation, I can approach, well, all I can say is that from that foundation, I have been able to approach everything that life has thrown up to me. And when I haven't had my mental health, I've been able to approach nothing, absolutely nothing. I've been disabled, cut off, at the mercy of the world and what it has thrown at me. And I have felt not just disempowered, I felt feeble and useless. And to feel feeble and useless makes it hard to do anything. But what about this term, mental health? Is it the right term for what you have? When you're feeling, you know, that you have it, is it the right term? Could there be an alternative term? I know it's in such widespread use that I cannot imagine how it could ever be replaced by another term. I wonder about the brain and mental. The first time I came across mental anything was probably when I thought about mental arithmetic, doing things in your head. And all my life, mental, things that are to do with mental have been associated with stuff that happens in my head, and my head is associated with my brain. So when I have heard come across the term mental health, I keep reminding myself that when I lose my mental health, as I have on several long periods of time in my life, it doesn't feel like it's in my head. It feels like it's in my whole body. Stomach, aches, cramps, chest, breathing, all down my whole body. It feels like a whole body experience. Now, it is associated also, and it comes along with, you know, brain fog. It comes along with headaches. But I have felt it to be overwhelmingly an emotional experience. And emotion for me, you know, isn't just the brain. Definitely not just the brain. It's a basic reaction. It's a basic state. To be in a good state emotionally is to be solid. It's to feel able. It's not necessarily to feel on top of the world. That could easily be over the top. But it is to feel well enough to deal with things. So I wish, this is why I just wonder what anybody else, how anybody else would feel about this. But for me, it's emotional health. So I'm going out here this morning. I prefer to say to myself, I'm going out here this morning not for my mental wellness. I'm going out here for my emotional wellness. And I will experience emotions. I'll also experience thoughts and imaginations and all of that. But above all, the experience is going to be emotional. I am confident that I'm going to feel at home with this group of people. That despite the fact that we come from completely different backgrounds, and I don't know all that much about the background of all the other people on the walk, but we are united in a sense of, you know, as being part of humanity, but also united in a shared emotional force field. Yeah, there's something good about the sense of camaraderie, something good about the sense of belonging. And when I've had chronic depression, I haven't felt I belonged anywhere. I haven't felt any sense of camaraderie. And it hasn't just been the absence of these feelings. The absence of these feelings is accompanied by pain. Pain. All body pain. Physical pain, the perception of pain. Thoughts of pain. Oh yes, thoughts come into depression. But feelings are the strongest of all. For me, feelings are much more strong and almost enduring than thoughts. I'm able to persuade myself that thoughts come and thoughts go. But the experience, the emotional experience continues. Now I'm getting on to too much. And I really started with thinking about emotional health. And I have it. I have it, thank goodness. I hope you have it. And I hope everyone you know and feels dear to you also has it. You know, we've all gone through hard times in our lives. That's a hypothesis. But hard times doesn't mean emotional ill health. It doesn't have to. Things can just be hard and difficult and challenging. And you and I can rise to those challenges as best we can without feeling fragile and useless. Yes, that's what I believe, so I better go back to the studio on that note. May your emotional health be in good nick today and these days.